Do you want me to hand this out now? Are we going to talk about it, or what?
I was not going to talk about it because I don't want to take time.
Okay.
Maybe at this time at the end. I'm handing out to you a handy dandy helpful reference book for how to interpret the world and why you're stuck in English. So maybe keep that.
I don't think you'll be doing that today.
No.
But you had to do it before today. And you'll have to do it on Friday.
Well, we may talk about it in a cursory manner. Cursory. So let me just remind you, so we had three problems that were at the very end of the practice problems in today's homework, the homework that's due today. And those last three problems we couldn't do because we hadn't talked about that material yet. We're going to talk about it right now. So those last three problems that are assigned in the practice problems for today, as we said yesterday, we're going to move them until they're due tomorrow. So just go ahead and do those three problems. Just tack them on to... That's okay, Diane, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Just make sure they're labeled somehow so she can know which problems they are. And after we talk about the stuff today, you'll be able to do them. So I'm finishing up the last page of the notes from yesterday. We already talked about this top portion, and I just wanted to remind you, in case we went a little too fast with it yesterday, but the question was, what is the slope of a horizontal line? And we figured it out. The rise was zero, and the run was whatever it is. And in this particular example, I picked points so that the run was 3. So 0 divided by 3 is the rise over the run, which is the slope. But 0 divided by 3, 0 divided by any number other than 0 is 0. So if you got a 0 in the numerator and something that's not 0 in the denominator, then that fraction is 0. And if you don't already know that, you might want to commit that to memory. Now, that's for a horizontal line. In a vertical line, I picked 2 points, and I said, okay, the rise is 3, but the run is 0. So rise over run is going to be 3 divided by 0. Well, we can't divide by 0 legally, or if we try to, we get something that's either undefined or you get an error on your calculator. So... and if you have any doubt, go ahead and plug it into your calculator and see what happens. But you'll get probably a domain error or syntax error or something like that. And so 3 divided by 0, we're going to call that undefined. Or some people would say UND for undefined. So I'd probably write it out, but you can write UND and that works just as well. So any questions on this first part? You probably needed that for the homework for today, but just making sure. Okay, so now what I want to do is I want to digress just a little bit and talk about parallel and perpendicular lines. And I'm not going to do this on graph paper, but I'm just going to kind of sketch in. So if we have... say two lines that are parallel, and those are intended to be parallel. So if, let's say one of them has a slope M, so everybody, has everybody signed the sign sheet? Okay. So if one of the lines has slope M, what is the other line going to have slope? What is it?
M.
Also M. Because the rise and the run are going to be the same for the two lines. Or at least they're going to be in proportion. And so if the lines are parallel, they have the same slope. So if the slope for this line is m, the slope for this line is also m. And so, for example, if you have a line, let's say y is equal to 3x plus 5, and you've got another line that's y is equal to 3x minus 7, what can you say about those two lines? The slopes are the same. So what else can you say about those two lines? Well, the y-intercepts are different, but what else can you say about the lines? The slopes are the same. What do we conclude? They're parallel, right? Let's think geometrically. So if the slopes are the same, then the lines are parallel. And we're going to be using that fact throughout the course. Now, so any questions about that? I want to talk about perpendicular lines next, and then we'll come back and do some examples. But, okay, so suppose now that we have two lines, and let's say this line and this line, and you can put a little right angle here just to illustrate that they're perpendicular. So perpendicular means that there's a 90-degree angle between them. And so suppose that one of them has slope m. What is the slope of the other one? Well, let's just for the moment label it m perpendicular. So I'm going to, you see this little symbol here. So if I do a like an upside down T, that's going to indicate that you have something that's perpendicular. And so when I say M perpendicular like that, that is perpendicular to whatever M was. So if this line has slope M, then we're going to say that this line has slope M perpendicular. And if that makes you a little uncomfortable, don't worry about it. It's just a label that I'm using so that we can talk about this. So, but what does M perpendicular equal? So suppose that I give you Y is equal to, let's say, 3X plus 5. And I want to come up with a line that's perpendicular to it. Well, I'm going to give you a rule for finding that. We're not going to prove the rule. You're just going to have to memorize it. But what we do is we take the slope of the original line and we take its reciprocal and take the negative of that. So M perp, in this case, is going to equal negative one-third. So it's the negative reciprocal of the original slope. And so we'll do some examples with that, but that's, if you want to know what the slope of the perpendicular line is, if the original line, let's say this line, was 3, then the slope of this line would be negative one-third. Now, some people, I want to be careful about how we say this. When you see the minus sign, that's a negative. So I wouldn't say the opposite. Some people try to use the word opposite there. That's misleading. So it's negative. And also, it's the reciprocals. We don't flip it or anything like that, because that's also a little vague. I don't know what you mean by flip. I mean, we talked about reversing the direction of an inequality by flipping the direction or something like that. So we have to be a little careful with how we say these things. So it's the negative reciprocal of the original slope. So how would we write the equation of the line? Well, we don't know what the y-intercept is going to be, because that's going to depend on other information. But I would start out by saying, well, y is equal to negative one-third plus, and then let's just call this thing B. B is the y-intercept. And so what can we say about these two lines? And this is not a trick question. It should be easy if you've understood what I've said so far.
It should be perpendicular.
They're what?
It should be perpendicular.
They're perpendicular. These two lines are perpendicular. Do you see why? The slope is the negative reciprocal, right? The original line had a slope of 3. And, oops, my bad, I forgot the x. That'll make a difference. So, the slope here is 3. What's the slope here? Well, it's the negative reciprocal of 3. What is the reciprocal of 3? No, the reciprocal.
Negative 1/3.
Not negative.
The reciprocal is just the
1/3. Yeah, it's a two-step process. You take the 3, and you can write that as 3 over 1. And so what's the reciprocal of 3?
1/3.
What's the negative reciprocal of 3? -1/3. So it's a two-step process. You first, whatever the slope is of your original line, you find the reciprocal of it, and then you take that reciprocal and you negate it. Yes?
So if your original slope was negative, would the opposite reciprocal be positive?
The negative reciprocal. It'd be positive, but don't call it opposite.
Okay.
Perpendicular, maybe, but it's... Opposite does not necessarily mean negative. Okay, so I think what you're asking is, what if we had a slope that was like -2/3, and that was the original M? What is the perpendicular slope?
-3.
So M perp is what?
3/2.
It's a two-step process. One is we take the reciprocal, which is 3/2, and then we take the negative of whatever this was. Well, the negative of a negative is a positive. So that's how we ended up with a positive here. What if we had M is equal to 2/3? M perp is equal to what? -3/2. Because you take the reciprocal, and that gives you the 3/2, but then you have to negate it. You have to find the negative of the reciprocal. So it's a two-step process to find the perpendicular slope. Okay? Now, we're going to do some examples, but that's it in a nutshell. So, any questions on that? Okay, so the slopes 2/3 and what are perpendicular?
-3/2.
Okay. The slopes -5 and what are perpendicular? 1/5. Do you see why it's 1/5? So 5 by itself, the reciprocal of 5 is 1/5. Because you can think of 5 as 5/1. Now we don't usually write that 1. 5/1 is 5. But when you're trying to find a reciprocal, then you think of it as a fraction and you just... you know, exchange the numerator and denominator. But we also have to negate it. So the negative of a negative is positive. So that's why we get a positive 1/5 here. Okay? Are we cool? Okay. Is this easy? Okay, good. So It says, determine whether the given equations are parallel, perpendicular, or neither. Now, what do I mean by neither? Well, if I have a line that's, let's say, the original line, and then some other line, those two lines are not parallel, of course, and they're also not perpendicular. So we'd say that they're neither parallel nor perpendicular. So now we can look at these equations. We have to do a little bit of work, but they're giving us pairs of equations here. So are these two lines parallel, perpendicular, or neither? Well, this one's already solved for y. So what do we have to do to this one? We have to also solve it for y. So we get negative 2y is equal to negative x plus 8. And divide by negative 2, we get y is equal to 1/2 x minus 4. Okay, so now we're comparing these two lines. This is exactly the same as what we started with. We just solve for y. It makes it easier to see what the slope is. So what's the slope of this line? 1/2. What's the slope of this line? So are they parallel, perpendicular, or neither? They're parallel. So I'll write parallel here. How about these two lines? One's x equals 5, one's y equals 4. Now this one requires a little bit of thinking, but not much, hopefully. Are they parallel, perpendicular, or neither?
Neither?
No? Huh? Well, yes, why are they perpendicular? Huh? Well, two straight lines don't have to be perpendicular. They don't have to be... Well, okay, good. Say it aloud so I can hear it. Huh?
They intersect at a 90-degree angle.
How do you know that?
One's a vertical line.
Thank you. So one's a vertical line and one's a horizontal line. And so they have to intersect in a right angle, right? Now, you might say, well, how do we know from the slopes? Well, okay, what's the slope of the line y equals 4? What kind of line is y equals 4?
Horizontal.
So what's the slope?
Zero.
What kind of line is x equal 5? Vertical. So what is the slope of the vertical line?
Undefined.
So in this case, we're not using the negative reciprocal rule. If you have a slope of 0 and a slope that's undefined, those two are going to be perpendicular. Or you can just think of it geometrically. If you have a horizontal line and a vertical line, those are going to be perpendicular. Right? So let's draw this. So x equals 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So there's the line x equals 5. And y equals 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. So that's the line y equals 4. And you can see that they intersect in a right angle. So they are perpendicular. Okay? Does that make sense? Okay. Now this one, what's the best way to do this problem? We want to figure out whether they're parallel, perpendicular, or neither. I hear some mumbling, but I don't hear it well enough. I'm sorry? Yeah, well, I agree that the answer is neither, but how do you get there? How did you...
Is it positive? Is it negative? 2y?
What's the slopes? Are they per? Are they? Huh? So it's just a negative for the. What if I put a 2 here in front of this x? Would that change your answer? I mean, I think what we want to do is we want to figure out what the slopes are, and then compare them and see based on that. So how do we find the slopes of these lines? Yeah, so we solve for y. So in this case, and I'm just going to go ahead and do it, right? So 2y is equal to negative x plus 8. So y is equal to negative 1/2 x plus 4. And then this one, 2y is equal to x minus 8. Do you agree with that?
Negative 2y.
Positive 2y. I added 2y to both sides. So I added 2y to both sides and subtract 8 from both sides, so you get 2y is equal to x minus 8. You don't like that, huh? We're not quite ready for that. What do you mean? Yeah, well, I'm not done yet here. So, but do you agree that it's 2y is equal to x minus 8? You don't agree. That's if you subtract x from both sides. What happens if you add 2y to both sides? So you get x is equal to 2y plus 8. And subtract 8 from both sides, you get x minus 8 is equal to 2y, which is exactly what I wrote there. I'm trying to stretch your brains just a little bit. Sometimes we'll do it a little differently, just so you guys can see a different way to solve it. I mean, this is college algebra, so we're going to, by the end of this semester, you guys are going to be experts at this. So don't freak out, just every now and then I'll do an example like this just to stretch your brain just a little bit. Okay, so what's the next step? Divide by 2. So y is equal to 1/2 x minus 4. So now we're comparing this line and this line. And what do you conclude? Are they parallel? No. Are they perpendicular? No.
It's the negative of the other, but it's not
the other. That's right. That's very good. It's the... They have the negative slopes. This is negative 1/2. This is positive 1/2. But we haven't done the reciprocal part. So these are not negative reciprocal. So we'd say neither in this case. Okay? Any questions? So now you guys can do those additional problems. So now we're going to start on the notes for today. Now we're going to... There's actually several forms for the equation of a line. One of them that we've already mentioned is y is equal to mx plus b, but the other one, this is called point-slope form. We're not going to use that in this course, so I'm going to cross this out. Now, if you're going on, if anybody in here ever goes on to calculus, which is not outside the realm of possibility, you know, some of you may change your mind about math or about engineering or whatever your major is, and you may want to go take calculus someday. So then you'll probably end up having to see this point-slope form. But for us, this semester, we're not going to use this form at all. And so we're just going to, the equation of a line, one of them is y is equal to mx plus b. And this is called slope-intercept form. We saw this yesterday. Why do we call it slope-intercept form? Well, because it has the slope and it has the y-intercept. Now, one thing we haven't talked about here, and let me just, again, digress for a moment, and let's talk about why we call it the y-intercept. So if I have y equals mx plus b, we've already decided that we're going to call m the slope, but why would this be the y-intercept? Well, the reason is, let's suppose that you have a line, and let's say that's the line. Where's the y-intercept? Well, it's right there. Wherever the graph of the line intersects the y-axis, that's called the y-intercept. If we were trying to figure out the x-intercept, that's over here. That's where the graph intersects the x-axis. But, so, now how do we figure out where the y-intercept is? Well, what is, if this is x and this is y, labeling our axes, what is the value of x along the y-axis? X equals 0. So if I plug x equals 0 in for x, so you get y is equal to m times 0 plus b. M times 0 is 0, and 0 plus b is b, so you get y is equal to b. And therefore, the y-coordinate here is b. And so that's exactly what we're looking for. That is the y-intercept for this line. And that's why we label this b, because it's the y-intercept. Because if you set x equal to 0, you're going to get y equals b, and that's correct. So in the future, when somebody says, okay, describe this line, well, it has slope m and it has y-intercept b. Or this m is the slope and this b is the y-intercept. It's another way to say it or think about it. Okay? So, coming back to our notes, I'm going to show you a process to answer a question like this one. Find an equation of the line passing through the point 0,6 with a slope of negative 4. They're giving you the slope, and they're giving you an additional point. And it turns out that's all you need to find the equation of a line. If you're given the slope and you're given a point that's on the line, then you have enough information to figure out what the equation of the line is. So we're going to start with the slope here, and we're going to write y is equal to m, but what m is what? Negative 4. So negative 4x plus what? Well, b. For at this moment, now you're right, in this particular case, b is 6, but let's... I mean, maybe that's what the writers of these notes intended, but the 0,6 is the y-intercept. But I want to show you this additional, maybe it's a verification of your work. You see that 0,6 is the y-intercept because x is 0, and if x is 0, then whatever the y-coordinate is must be the y-intercept. So I could just go ahead and substitute 6 for b. But I want to show you a different way to think about this. So if we plug in 0 for x and 6 for y, we can figure out what b is. So y is what? 6. And x is what? 0. And so now we have a new equation. 6 is equal to negative 4 times 0 plus b. Negative 4 times 0 is 0, so we get 6 is equal to b. Now we know for sure that the y-intercept is 6. So now we can take our equation that we started with, y is equal to -4x plus b, and plug in for b, so we get y is equal to -4x plus 6. And that's the equation of the line that passes through the point 0, comma 6 and has slope -4. Okay? Let's do the next one. Can we go on? Are you guys all good with this? Okay, we're going to be doing this more often in the future, so we'll come back to this. Find the slope-intercept equation of a line passing through the point -5, -2 with slope 1/3. Okay? Well, is this the y-intercept, -5, -2? No. But we can still do the problem, because we know the slope. So we say y is equal to what? 1/3 x plus b. So we're always going to be coming back to this y equals mx plus b and plugging in what we know and calculating what we don't know. So y equals 1/3 x plus b, the 1/3 is the m, and the b is unknown. Once we know what b is, then we can write the equation of the line and we're done with that problem. Now how do we get b?
Plug in your x and y.
That's right. Plug in the point that we're given, which in this case x and y, which is -5, -2. Now, where do I put the -2? For y, so -2 is equal to 1/3 times x, which is -5, plus b. Now you can see why we had to spend some time learning how to solve equations of this type, even if there's a fraction in there. How do you guys want to solve this equation? I'm okay with either. There, I think there's at least a couple of methods to solve this equation. For what are we solving it for?
B.
Yeah, we need to know what b is so we can finish with the problem and plug in for b, and then we'll have the equation of the line. But before we can figure that out, we have to solve this equation for b. So, what is the? Are you guys comfortable with these kinds of equations? Maybe not so comfortable because of the fraction? Is that the scary part? Well, how do you get rid of fractions? Yeah, you could do that, or get a common denominator and multiply through by that. That's the same thing in this case. What is the common denominator? What is it? I'm sorry, I can't hear.
15.
That's the common denominator? This 5 is in the numerator. There's no fraction here and there's no fraction here. What's the common denominator?
3.
3 is the common denominator. So what do we do with the 3? Multiply both sides by 3. So on the left side, what do you get? -6. On the right side, what do you get? Not 15. The 3's cancel. -5. Plus what? What is it?
B.
Not B.
B over 3.
Not, no, you got to multiply. 3b. Okay? And there are other ways to do this problem, but this is probably the easiest. Next step.
Add 5
to both sides. So what do you get on the left side?
Negative
1 is equal to 3b. So therefore, b is equal to negative 1/3. So now we can finish writing the equation of the line. So y is equal to 1/3 x minus 1/3. Okay? I think just to be safe, what I want to do is I want to verify that we've done this correctly. If we plug in the point, so y is negative 2, and I'm going to put a little question mark over the equal sign, and then we get 1/3 times x, which is negative 5, minus 1/3. Now on the right-hand side, we get negative 5/3 minus 1/3, which is negative 6/3, which is equal to negative 2. And so negative 2 is equal to negative 2, so it checks. So this is the correct answer. Okay, let's do the... Oh, and it says, okay, check your answer by verifying the slope and plugging in. Well, I think we verified the slope. It's 1/3. And we plugged in this point, and we showed that it does satisfy. So that's exactly what we did there. Okay? Questions on this problem? Trust me, you're going to get much better at the fractions. A lot of our slopes for these lines are going to have fractions in them. So as time goes on, I mean, you got to confront your fear. If you're afraid of fractions, just go ahead and do what you do with fractions. If you need a calculator, go ahead and use it. Okay. Next page. Find the slope-intercept equation of the line passing through these two points. Now, before, they gave us a point and a slope. But now they're giving us two points. That should be enough information to write the equation of the line. If you have two points, you know that's enough for a line. If you have one point and another point, and you plot them, you can draw a line between them. But we have something that looks like y equals mx plus b, that slope-intercept form. So we're going to have to get a b, and we're going to have to get an m. How do we get the m? Do you remember from yesterday?
Y2 minus y1 over x2 minus x1.
Very good. So m is equal to y2 minus y1 over x2 minus x1. And it turns out it doesn't matter which you label the first point and which you label the second point. So I'm going to call this x1, y1. And this one is going to be x2, y2. And then we plug into the formula for the slope. So y2 is negative 3 minus y1, which is 5, divide by x2, which is negative 4, minus x1, which is negative 2. So put the negative 2 in parentheses. And do the arithmetic. So negative 3 minus 5 is what? Negative 8. And negative 4 minus a negative 2, which is negative 4 plus 2, which is negative 2. And we always want to simplify as much as possible. So what does negative 8 divided by negative 2 give you? Positive 4. So the slope is 4. So now we have the slope, and we have two points. But from those two points, we can select one. It doesn't matter which one, because amazingly, we'll still get the same b from both of them. So if I, let's say we select the first one, so we get y is equal to 4x plus b, and now we're going to plug in negative 2 comma 5, so negative 2 for x and 5 for y, so we put the 5 for y here, and 4 times negative 2 for x plus b, so what's 4 times negative 2? Negative 8, so 5 is equal to negative 8 plus b. What do you want to do to solve for b? Add 8 to both sides. So you get b is equal to, so 5 plus 8 is 13. And so therefore, our line becomes y is equal to 4x plus 13. Now, in the next part, it's asking you to check your work by plugging those points in. To be strictly correct, you'd have to check both points, because you could have made a mistake in calculating the slope. But let's go ahead and just check one. Maybe use this one to check. So we got y is equal to 4x plus 13. Plug in negative 3 for y. And I'm going to put a little question mark over the equal sign. That says, we think they're probably equal, but let's just verify. So we're not going to assume that it's an equation just yet. We're going to, question mark says we're checking our work. And then you have 4 times, and then x in this case is negative 4 plus 13. Well, negative 3 equals, question mark, what's 4 times negative 4? Negative 16 plus 13, but negative 16 plus 13 is equal to negative 3, and so negative 3 does in fact equal negative 3, so I put a check mark there. And we could do the same thing with the other point, negative 2 comma 5, and you would also find that, hopefully, if we haven't made any mistakes, that we verified that we've got the right answer. So we found the equation of the line with given 2 points. We also found the equation of the line given a point and a slope. Now another way is to check your answer is to plot the points on the grid and draw the line and see if the line appears to match the equation. Okay, so and that's always a good thing to do. You know, it's easy to plot when you have 2 points. They're giving you the points. So all you need is a grid and just plot. So negative 2, comma 5, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So there's 1 point. Negative 4, comma negative 3. 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3. Now, unfortunately, they make it kind of hard to check the y-intercept, but if we extend this y-axis just a little bit, we see that the y-intercept is up here somewhere. What do you think that y-intercept is, approximately, numerically? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Does that make sense? So it looks like the y-intercept is right. Is the slope right? Well, what's the rise and what's the run? If we have these 2 points here, so rise over run, what's the rise? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. What's the run? 2. So therefore, the rise over the run is 8 divided by 2, which is 4, and that matches the slope that we have in our answer. Okay, so it looks correct. Are we cool? Okay. Now, if we have time, I'll do some more examples to make sure that we've solidified our understanding of these things. I want to get through the notes so that you can definitely do the homework, but then we'll come back and, you know, maybe cover some things a little bit more carefully. And by the way, I think you guys are okay, right? I mean, this pace is fine, mostly. Everybody's nodding their head yes, of course. It's wonderful. We love you. Okay. Find the slope-intercept equation of the line passing through the point and perpendicular to this line. Uh-oh. Now life's getting interesting. See, this is when I start to have fun. You know, perpendicular lines. And you guys should have fun too. This is, it's all fun. Okay, what's the slope of the original line? What's the original line? This is the original line. What's the slope of that line?
One-third.
The slope is the number that multiplies the x. Okay? So, the original slope is one-third. What's the perpendicular slope?
-3.
If you have one-third as a fraction, what's the reciprocal? Well, it's 3/1. But we never write 3/1 like this, because this one should be a ghost one. So this is actually equal to 3. So the reciprocal of one-third is 3, but why did I stick a minus sign in front here? It's a negative reciprocal. It's a two-step process to find the perpendicular slope. So if the original slope was one-third, then the perpendicular slope is the negative reciprocal, which in this case is -3. Okay, now that's half the battle. We now know the slope of the new line. I think of this as the original line, and what we're trying to find is the new line, or the, you know, the line that we're supposed to find. So we start with y equals mx plus b, but in this case we're using the perpendicular slope, so y is equal to -3x plus b. So that's the new line, but we're missing b. How do we find b? That's right. They give us a point that must be on that new line. It says find the slope-intercept equation of the line passing through the point. So it contains this point and it's perpendicular to this line. So we've already got the slope for the because it's perpendicular. But now we've got to figure out what to do with this -1, -2. And so we plug that in. -2 is the y. So -2. Is equal to -3 times -1, -1 is the x, plus b. And now we want to find what b is, so we solve for b in this equation. Now what is -3 times -1? -3 times -1 is +3, so I get -2 is equal to 3 plus b, and now how do you get b by itself? Subtract 3 from both sides, so you get -5 is equal to b, and so your final answer is y is equal to -3x plus b, but the b is -5, so we write -5. And that is the answer. Now they're going to have us check this answer by graphing the line and the given line, or the original line, on the same grid. Do the lines appear to be perpendicular? Well, okay, let's do the original line first. This will be good review from yesterday. How do we plot this line? Y equals one-third x minus 2. What's the first thing we do? Start with the y-intercept. So we go to -2. So y is equal to -2 is the y-intercept for that line. And then we use the slope and think of it as rise over run. So the slope is 1/3, so the rise is 1, the run is 3. So up 1 over 3. Up 1 over 3. Up 1 over 3. Okay? And don't get lost in that process, because then your points will be wrong. So now I'm going to graph this line. We draw this line. So this is the original line. Now, I want to mention one thing. We haven't really talked about this yet. The slope of the original line is 1/3, but that's positive. It's a positive number. And when you have a positive slope, it's going to go from lower left to upper right. That's what happens with positive slopes. So if it doesn't increase like this, and I've got a positive slope, then I know I've done something wrong. Either I've computed the slope wrong, or I've drawn the line wrong, or something's wrong. But in this case, I think it's right. And now let's do the other line. Well, what is it? It's negative 3x minus 5. So how do we plot that line? Start with the y-intercept. So we get negative 5. So this was negative 2, 3, 4, 5. So there's the y-intercept for the new line. And we want to... negative 3 now. Think of that as negative 3 over 1 for the slope. And so the rise is negative 3 and the run is 1. So negative 3 says you go down 3 and then you go over 1. Because the run is a positive 1. Now, the other way to think of this is you could go up 3, but then you have to go left 1. So up 3, left 1. Up 3, left 1. And notice those points form a line. And so I'm going to plot that line. So this is the original, and this is the new. And do they look perpendicular to you? Yeah, mostly, I think, yeah. So I think we graphed it pretty carefully. So it looks like it's correct. Okay? Next. Any questions up to this point? I know we're covering a lot of material. Okay, and the last one on this page, it says, find an equation of the line passing through the point 4, negative 4 and parallel to the line 2x plus 3y equals 9. Come up with a way to check your answer. Okay, well, how do we solve this problem? Solve for y, so we want to get the slope. So subtract 2x from both sides, so we get 3y is equal to negative 2x minus 9. And then divide both sides by 3 to get y by itself. So y is equal to negative 2/3 x minus what? 3? Okay, so this is the original line. And we want something that's parallel to this line. So our new line has to be parallel to this. So what's the new slope? The same as the old slope. So it's negative 2/3. So let me do that down here. So y is equal to negative 2/3 x plus b. Now notice, I want to emphasize, with this problem, we had a 2x plus 3y equals negative 9. You can't just look at it and see what the slope is without doing at least some algebra. So we solve for y, we get y equals mx plus b for the old line, and that m is negative 2/3. And because we're looking for something that is parallel, then we use exactly the same slope in the new line. And that also, I want to emphasize that you need to read the problems carefully. Sometimes people will confuse perpendicular and parallel, or, you know, misread the problem and answer it incorrectly. So we're looking for something that contains this point and is parallel to this given line. So we're well on our way. What's the next step? Plug in 3, negative 4 into our equation of the new line. So negative 4. And by the way, be careful. The negative 4 goes in the y and the 3 goes in the x. And I will tell you a little secret. Have we talked about look both ways moments? Have I brought that up? So when you're little, your mother tells you to look both ways when you cross the street. I mean, my mother never did. She said, go run in the street. But, you know, normal children, that's what their mother says. Okay, look both ways. Well, so if there's danger, what do? You look both ways. If it's a railroad crossing, what do? You look both ways. Right, the street, you look both ways. Last thing you want to get, you know, the worst thing that can happen in your day is for you to get hit by a car. I mean, there may be worse things, but that's pretty bad. Well, for me, this is a look both ways moment. Why? Because it is so easy to confuse the X and the Y. So negative signs are look both ways moments for me. And plugging in X and Y, those are look both ways moments for me. Me! Okay? It is possible to make a mistake. And believe me, I've made every mistake under the sun. Not just in mathematics, but in everything. That's a whole nother discussion. But, so, this negative 4 is a Y value, and it goes where Y is. So negative 4 equals. And then negative 2/3... times x. Well, x is 3 plus b. What happens to these 3s? Now, you can think of this as negative 2 times 3 is equal to negative 6 and then divide by 3, but I think that's sort of inefficient. What is happening with those 3s? They're going to cancel. And so what do you get? Negative 4 equals negative 2 plus b. And so add 2 to both sides to get b. So you get b is equal to negative 2. And now I can plug that into this equation, the new equation, the equation for the new line. So y is equal to negative 2/3 x minus 2. Now, how would you check this? I'm not going to do that right now, but let's say we were going to check it. Well, one way to do it would be to plot both lines. So we could plot the original line, and we could plot the new line. And now, doesn't prove that we've done these things correctly, but at least that's a check on our work. What should happen? What's the relationship between this line and this line? They are parallel. So when you plot them, they better end up being parallel. Another thing you can do is plug in the 3, negative 4 into this equation and see if it satisfies it. Another thing you could do is you could take this equation of the line and instead of solving for y, plot it with x and y intercepts. And that would get you know, bypass the algebra here and go directly to the plot, and that would allow you to check your work that way. So there are a variety of ways you can check your work on a problem like this. Okay. Any questions? Are we good with this? Okay. And the last page. Now, this is a student activity, so why don't we do this? You guys do this problem. Find an equation of the line passing through the point, negative 8, 3, and perpendicular to the line 2x minus 5y equals 70 and come up with a way to check your answer. So let's do that, everybody.
Is a drill time, so if you're signed into our system, you'll probably get a text real quick right now. I thought it was going to come across there, but it hasn't done that yet.
No.
You get text?
This is a drill. Yeah.
That's why it's shown on the screen. I didn't know it did that.
No, I didn't know that either.
But I thought it was going to come across.
So acknowledge, so I can, if you guys are okay with this, I'm just going to click and acknowledge here. That's kind of cool, actually.
If you're not, you opted to that thing on your text, so everybody should do it in case you're not opted in. You should have a message just in case something happens. But then you get them no matter what campus it ends up having done. Like the Grove Instant at Request.
Thank you. Now, don't just copy what I've got up here. Make sure that you got it correct and you've done it yourself.
So I believe with the little center left and the upside down.
How you guys doing? Are you all done? Some of you are. Some of you are still working. Let's go for another couple minutes. My answer up there, or because I'm relying on you guys. I do make mistakes. And by the way, if you ever find a mistake, you get like brownie points. I mean, we gold stars. I really appreciate when people find mistakes that I've made. I'm not happy with myself, but I'm happy with you guys when you do it. Okay, well, let's just quickly go through this. So, find the equation of the line passing through this point and perpendicular to this line. Well, in order to find something that's either parallel or perpendicular, we need to know what the slope of the given line is, or the original line. And so, we solve for y. So, this time I subtracted 2x from both sides and divided by negative 5 to get the y by itself. And simplified, you always want to simplify at this step. And so the slope of the original line is positive 2/5. But what we're going to do is we're going to find the slope of the perpendicular line, which is the negative reciprocal. So what do we get? Negative 5/2. So y is equal to negative 5/2 x plus b. We know the slope, but we don't know b yet. How are we going to find B? Well, we're going to plug this number in, and or this number, this point, the X, Y. And so the Y is 3, the X is negative 8. Plug it in. And now I look at this and I say 8 divided by 2 is 4, and 4 times 5 is 20, and the negatives cancel. Or, I mean, that's the way I look at it. If you'd rather, you can go 5 times 8 is 40, 40 divided by 2 is 20, and the negatives cancel, you get the same answer. I like my way better just because that way my numbers aren't as big. The arithmetic that I have to do is not as hard. But you're welcome to do it either way. So you get 20 here. So subtract 20 from both sides, you get b is equal to negative 17, y is equal to negative 5/2 x minus 17 is hopefully the correct answer. Now, how would you check this? Well, I think it's really easy to check when you have perpendicular lines. Plot this line either by intercept method or plot it in this form. And then plot this line. And you always start with, if it's in this form, you start with the y-intercept and then use your rise over run for your slope to get another point or another couple of points and plot it. And it should, if you've done it correctly, the line should be perpendicular. So you certainly want to practice that in the homework. When you have an opportunity to plot these lines, or even if there's not asking you to plot them, you know, get a piece of graph paper out and plot them. And you'll get better at the plotting, at the graphing, and you'll feel more confident and more comfortable with this stuff. Okay, and then the last thing on the notes is find the equation of the given line, and they've plotted a line for us here and here. Let's do the easy one first. Let's do B, because I think B is the easier one. What is the equation of that line? What is it? Y equals 2. Done. Easy. Right? You have to remember that horizontal lines have a Y equals something. A vertical line would have an X equals something. Now, I just want to mention... So let me ask you, if we think of this as y equals mx plus b, what is the slope of this line?
Zero.
If you make m zero, then you don't end up with an x, because zero times x is zero, so you have y is equal to b, and what's b in this case? 2. So, strictly speaking, this is in slope-intercept form, where the slope is 0 and the y-intercept is 2. But we just memorize it as a horizontal line with slope or with equation y equals 2. Okay. Now, what about this line? What do we have to do to get the equation? We need to find the slope. And we need to find, in this case, we can find the y-intercept. And so that should make this easy, right? Let's do the y-intercept first. So b is equal to, can you just look at the graph and tell me what b is equal to?
-3.
Very good. So it's where the line intersects the y-axis. And fortunately, it's at a grid point. And if it wasn't at a grid point, we might want to be a little more careful, and there are other ways to do it. But now the next thing we need to do is get the slope. So m is equal to. So let's find points that we can use. I think these are going through grid points. And let's think of it in terms of rise and run. That's not always the best way to do it, but in this case, I think it's the easy way and the best way. So, what's the rise? 1. What's the run? 3. So, the slope is positive 1/3. Now, in case you get confused about whether it's a positive or negative, remember the positive goes up and to the right, negative would go down and to the right. So this definitely is a positive slope, and it is 1/3. So now what's the equation of the line? Y equals 1/3 x minus 3. And that's the equation of that line. Okay? So we're going to have an opportunity to do more examples later. Diane, you wanted to talk about the homework? Because we've got 5 minutes.
Talking about last night's homework, I just want to go over one problem that will help you with tonight's homework. I just made this problem. So it says find the equation of a line passing through those two points. And that's all you got. That's all the info you got right there. Not a picture, nothing. Okay. So what do you think about that? The equation of the line that we're striving for is y equals mx plus b, where you need to know m and you need to know b, right? Those are two bits of information that make up the line. At the moment, we don't have either one. We just have two points. So what do you think the first thing you're going to do is? Find the slope. Whenever you have two points, the first thing you always do is find the slope. So you must have that slope formula memorized so that you can very efficiently and effectively find the slope. If your slope is wrong, everything's going to be wrong after that. So formula for slope is subtract the y's, and you'll see when I'm showing you, I'll always kind of draw arrows. Subtract the x's. Some of you did one in one direction and one in the other on your homework. That's wrong. You must subtract in the same direction. I'm subtracting back because that's kind of what I'm trained to do. So 11 minus 7 all over negative 2 minus 2. You must do these things correctly or else your slope is going to be wrong. So 11 minus 7 is 4. So 4. What's negative 2 minus 2 more? Negative 4. That's pretty important. And we don't want to carry our slope as a fraction if it simplifies more. So if you all agree the slope's negative 1. Perfect. So I have negative 1. Remember, once that's wrong, everything below is going to be wrong. So get your slope accurately. All right, how do I figure out what B is what Dave taught you today. So you've got two different points up here to pick from, the left one and the right one. I pick whichever one looks easier to use. I'm going to use the one that's got the positive numbers. So now I've got an X, I've got a Y, and I've got an M. So remember, in Y equals MX plus B, there's four variables, and as long as I have three out of the four, I can figure out the fourth one. So I'm literally going to replace the Y value with the Y coordinate, which is 7. The slope, m, with the slope that we just figured out, negative 1. And the x with the x value that went with the y value that I did, which was 2. And now the only variable that you have left is b, right? And so now you can figure out what b is. So 7 equals negative 2 plus b, adding 2 to both sides. You figure out that b equals 9. Those are the two bits of information that you need to get up with the equation of line. I picked a nice one because nobody's fractioned me or anything. It was just kind of a nice example with integer solutions. Your final answer on the blank is going to be y equals negative x. Negative 1 times x is just negative x. I'm not going to mark it wrong if you have the 1 there, but we probably wouldn't put it in there. But when you're first learning, sometimes you do. And so you're striving to get this equation right here. You'll do this at least 5 times tonight, just with different bits of information. The last one that he did, you had a graph, so you could read this right off of it. You had a graph, so you could count the slope. That's a lot less work than just here's two points, go forth and do it. But that idea about two points, get the slope. Now that I have the slope, use the slope and a point to get B, is going to occur over and over and over again. When you state the slope, whenever we ask you what's the slope, don't put x onto it. The slope is just the number. 1/3, not 1/3 x. Several people kind of tack the x onto it. So you'll see, like, I marked some stuff wrong on that. So just be careful about that. Well, you just skip doing the graph altogether. You decide I wasn't going to graph anything. And skip the interpretation altogether because we didn't want to do that. We should probably talk about that in class, but now I gave you some super help with that. There's always several people that come over after class to work on their homework and get it done. You're welcome to join. There's also 4 or 5 people that come every morning. You're welcome to join.
The more the merrier. I'm going to
Thank you. I'm